The Christian way of being humble, modest, selfless is basically wrong. Because the words they are using may sound to be exactly the same that I use, but they don't mean the same. When Jesus says, be humble, what he means? He means just the opposite of the ego. The ego is standing on its head, but the ego is there, upside down. When I say be ordinary, the ordinary is not against the ego. The ordinary man is not humble. I am not a humble man. I am not an egoist. I am just exactly in the middle. The humble man is exactly opposite the egoist. When somebody hits you on one cheek, Jesus says, give him the other two. Looks that he is teaching non-violence, he is teaching love, compassion. But what he is teaching is, he is teaching you to behave like a superman and reduce the other man into subhumanity. Have you ever thought that if somebody hits you and you give him the other cheek, what you are doing to him? Are you not saying to him, look, I am a saint? Yes, you are not saying it, but it is all over the place. It is quite loud, you are not saying it. That look at my saintlyhood, my humbleness, my meekness, that you hit me on one cheek, I give you the other. When Jesus was teaching this message to his disciples, one of them had asked him, and if he hits on the other two? Jesus may not have thought of the possibility of such a question. Yes, that is possible, because if you yourself are offering another cheek, it will be just ungrateful not to accept the offer. And if you enjoyed the first so much that you are welcoming the other, he may give even a stronger hit. So the man asks, then what we have to do? Jesus said, you have to forgive 7 times. He said, okay. The way he said, okay. It was was clear that he knows that seven times. He can tolerate, but let the eighth come. And just in one single hit, I will show him that what he has not been able to do in seven, I can do in a single one. Looking at the man the way he said, okay. Jesus said, no, 77 times. But even 77 times will be finished. Jesus is not trying to solve the problem, simply postponing it. First he postponed for twice, then seven times. Now seeing the person that it makes no difference, after seven times he will do exactly the same that he would have done in the second time, in the first time, in the first place. But he is again postponing it, making it longer. 77 times, but I say even 77 times will be finished. Then your humbleness will be finished too. And then what you are going to do? No, this is not the right way. You are not being humble. On the contrary, you are humiliating the other person. Jesus has told to give him the other cheek. Deep down, he is saying, humiliate him. He may not be conscious himself of what he is saying. He may be thinking that he is giving you a great teaching. I do not doubt his intention. But his intention is not in question at all. What is in question is the statement, the principle. What is the basic psychology in it? Somebody hits you and you give him your other cheek. You reduce him into a subhuman being. And deep down your ego is fulfilled, so pious. But the ego feeling pious is far more dangerous than the ego feeling wrong, ugly. Because you can get rid of the ugly ego, you cannot get rid of the pious ego. The pious ego is a treasure to be saved, to be protected. That man has made you a saint.